This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Which is the metaverse, or change the subject, talk about whatever's important to you. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And I have no idea why Jack Dorsey has stepped down as the CEO of Twitter. From what I could tell, it seems to be because Twitter was losing value as a stock or something like that. I don't know. Until 8 days ago, I wasn't even legally allowed to use Twitter, so I haven't been very active on the platform. But even back when I was, I didn't really care about its CEO and what its CEO was doing, other than the fact that Jack Dorsey is also a huge crypto... Well, he's at least a Bitcoin fan.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a maximalist or not, but he also created Square, which owns Cash App, and is relatively friendly to cryptocurrency.
That much is true.
They will allow you to at least buy Bitcoin there and actually withdraw it to a private wallet versus PayPal, which won't let you do any of that stuff.
Correct. Not yet, at least. PayPal claims they have the plan to allow that, but it hasn't happened yet as of the last time we discussed this a couple weeks ago.
So Twitter has a new CEO, and conservatives are upset. We're going to talk about that, but before we do, let's go to the phones. We have Christopher calling from here in New Hampshire. Christopher, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm glad to be on with you guys tonight. It's good to see you on the air. Yeah, I wanted to just comment on that metaverse thing that, you know, my wife and I were listening to Altcoin Daily and how they were describing it and all. And as much as, you know, it does, the concepts appeal to me as far as technology or you know, where things are going, because we're very interested in the cryptocurrency space and all that. And when I listen to all of the things that are coming through the cryptocurrency space, it's overwhelming.
It's hard to keep your finger on it. Yeah, there's so much.
Oh, yeah. And so, but when I think about this, you know, from the virtual, I remember when I first got online. Do you remember the website or whatever was like ICQ, and they had all these chat rooms and stuff like that? I remember that was just interesting to engage with people that I didn't know and all that stuff, just in the texting in the chat room. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it was all very, very new, long before Facebook. But when I think about this, you know, with all of the digital, the 3D and all that stuff, you know, someone who's got their 3D headsets on, and I've never used one before, but and to be able to go places and into rooms and different things and venues, this absolutely could be entertainment center for, you know, a 3D venture. And then of course all these people with money, you know, whether they are buying NFTs or whether they even are buying their own merchandise, instead of looking in a magazine or going to a website, you would be in your 3D experience going into their venue and you know, and shopping, if you will, right then. I could see people doing this big time.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a market for this. Aria and I, we're probably not the target market. We like to go out and do things in real life, but there are a lot of people who, they live virtual lives, and, you know, whether we like that or not, that's the reality. That's the way things seem to be going. And by the way, I did just find a story here, Aria and Chris, you might be interested to know. The story here is the VRsoldier.com, 3 awesome things to do in Decentraland's metaverse. So I guess there is a little bit more that you can do than just walk around and go shopping or have a chat. Apparently, there's somewhere where you can go to play mini golf. I don't know if I would describe that as awesome, but it's a thing. And you can visit a casino, which you mentioned earlier. And then finally, there is the Wonder Mine crafting game. Allows players to mine meteors in exchange for rare gems and loot. Players get 100 free coins per day and can start mining right away. And then they can craft wearables from mining these gemstones, etc., etc. So there's apparently there's some way to program you know, a thing to do in Decentraland that's not just walking around and having a chat.
Well, did I hear that there were people, stars or whatever, that were doing live concerts to where, you know, if they schedule a live concert, then you'd be in this venue with the people who paid for that concert, and so you'd be able, I mean, of course, it's not live. I mean, it's live on some level, but the thing about it is that, you know, it would be unique to that particular venue. I could see that. Of course,
yes.
The problem I have with that is that I went to the live Bruno Mars concert in Boston, and I refused to look at that stupid monitor, the big-ass, you know, Megatron, mm-hmm. you know, while I'm paying $250 for a ticket
right.
to see the guy who's only about an inch high. You know?
Yeah.
So it's,
that's what you're going to encounter when you go to any of these major artists. So, I mean,
unless you pay big money for the front row seats,
yeah,
or
push
lower section,
your way to the front at, you know, a festival type show and possibly end up getting trampled, like happened in Texas recently. I mean, that's just the nature of a super artist.
But
right?
Chris is right that they're going to probably have exclusive deals. I mean, with the millions and millions of dollars worth of crypto that are being spent to buy and sell property, you know,
yeah.
digital property in these decentralized lands, you know, somebody's going to hire, you know, Rihanna or whoever to come in there at some point, and Kanye West or whoever to, you know, have some sort of exclusive concert, and that's going to draw new. That's going to draw people in, right? Like, there are going to be people who will sign up because that's the only place they can go and see an exclusive deal like that.
I agree.
Anyway,
I just wanted to make those comments.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Still had something else you wanted to add.
Go ahead. He's gone. Even though it wouldn't attract you or I, Aria, like, you know, because for us, having a concert in a virtual reality situation just is going to remove any... like excitement, it's going to remove the feeling. It's going to remove the, you know, the what's the word I'm looking for? When you're on that stage as a performer, there's that feedback that you get from having a real audience present, right? There's an energy, I guess. You can't really describe it, right? Like it's that live concert energy, and
absolutely.
That doesn't exist in a virtual reality. It doesn't exist on a video stream.
It doesn't. And I actually, a friend of mine bought tickets to one of these Korn virtual concerts that they had, I don't know, I think sometime in 2020 or something like that. And she always wanted to come over to my house and watch it on the projector screen with the sound system and all that. And I have access to do that, but I just can't be bothered to because I've seen Korn live, and I know that it's not going to be whatever this is, right?
There's no mosh pit.
So I'm like, I could just stream Korn from Spotify, not even, you know, then performing a live show or anything like that, and get pretty much exactly the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not there. There's the only reason it could be different is because Korn, I learned, is full of surprises, and they will just randomly change songs and start playing a completely different song halfway through, and you never have any idea what they're going to do next. So for that reason, it could be worth viewing, but not really, because it's just not the same as being there, seeing them do it, being surprised by it, feeling their energy, and
feeding back your own energy. Who wants to wear that concert T-shirt?
The
Korn
virtual concert.
Yeah, I was at the pandemic concert. No, that's not cool.
It's not, man. But you know,
just ask the comedians who actually tried to do virtual performances. I mean, you want to talk about a terrible idea?
Oh God, I can only imagine.
Right?
They 100% they feed off the audience.
You got to have an audience.
Do.
Yeah, you got to have the audience there laughing.
Otherwise, every joke just feels
just falls
like it
flat. Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe any comedians misunderstood what they're doing badly enough to get up there and do that.
Desperate to, I don't know, get some money in or something.
God, that sounds absolutely horrible. But, I mean, a lot of people did. I don't know how many people attended the virtual dance that they had here in Keene at the theater here, the Colonial. But these things, they are somewhat popular. People do them. I mean, we have the caller from California whose friends would rather hang out via Zoom than actually go out and grab a drink or a cup of coffee or whatever. These people do exist. Not so much
yes,
here in New Hampshire,
Oh, they exist here. They live in Portsmouth and Keene. They're the lefty towns. You'll find those people around.
I know they exist, but not in the numbers here that they do in, like, Los Angeles.
No, this isn't California.
So we have that on our side, that, you know, the bars are still open and people are still going out and actually having encounters with their friends. We're going to talk about Twitter when we get back and how conservatives are outraged over a decade-old tweet from the new Twitter CEO, 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live.
360 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to say thank you to Scott, who was last night's amplifier. Scott is a gold level amplifier, which means that Scott is giving $10 a month to the AMPS program. That's amps.freetalklive.com. That's the new support system for Free Talk Live. The AMP program had to be retired after there were issues with the website and issues with the credit card processor. So now we're just on Patreon. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. It doesn't take $10 a month to join. It takes just $5 a month. That gets you in. And you get an AMP-only version of the podcast, and there's an AMP-only chat in the Matrix server, and some other cool little stuff like that. But the reason you should join is because you want to help Free Talk Live advertise, market, promote, and be supported, because that's what the AMPS program is for. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Scott, thank you so much. I love it when conservatives do the very same thing that they're constantly criticizing liberals for.
Oh, what do they do now?
Well, you got to think. The new CEO of Twitter, conservatives found a tweet from him that's 11 years old, and they started just frothing at the mouth about it, raging all over Twitter about this tweet. Meanwhile, this is the same group that criticizes the left for digging up, you know, oh, this person wore blackface or whatever 10 years ago, or they tweeted this 10 years ago, and they cancel culture. So it's conservatives essentially trying to take part in cancel culture. And they do this just hours after the Twitter founder and former CEO Jack Dorsey announced his resignation from the company, which means there's already new drama surrounding its new CEO, Parag Agrawal, and an old post he made on the platform.
Well, you knew that was going to happen. I mean, social media is all about drama.
That's really all.
I mean, that's not all it is, but there's a lot of that on these platforms.
But all they managed to do here was to, like, dig up an 11-year-old tweet from this guy.
Well, I mean, it's still...
It's not even that objectionable.
What is it? I think I've seen what you're talking about, because it was being spread around quite a bit. Do you want to read it?
Yes, it is. If they are not going to make a distinction between Muslims and extremists, then why should I distinguish between white people and racists? Which is a quote from The Daily Show that had been airing at the time. It was from October of 2010. So someone went through this guy's news feed for at least 11 years to find something that upset them. Mm. That's dedication to being offended, if I've ever heard
sure.
it. This 11-year-old tweet is currently making the rounds in right-wing Twitter circles. Conservative users on the platform are expressing outrage over the tweet, saying, "The new Twitter CEO is racist. Why am I not surprised?"
Hmm.
They say things are going to get worse now that Jack is gone.
I don't think anything will change. It already sucks on Twitter.
They are one of the least heavy-handed of the social media platforms.
Are they? I mean, I've seen libertarians getting banned off of there every week for the last several weeks.
I haven't been as active on there, so maybe I just haven't seen it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Prominent podcaster types have been just having their accounts wiped out with tens of thousands of followers on their accounts.
That's pretty much all there is to this story. There's not much more to get into it. Just give some further background information about the clip that he was quoting. But it's not terribly important. I mean,
well, is he a racist? Has he addressed this? Did he come out and say, hey, you know, that you said this was a clip from, or it was a quote from The Daily Show? So he's saying, if they won't discriminate between Muslims and extremists, why should I discriminate between white people and, what was it?
Racist.
KKK?
Oh, I mean, he's clearly making an obvious point, right? Not every Muslim is an extremist.
Correct.
And not every white person is a racist.
Yes.
To me, that's not a racist thing to say.
I can see how someone would look at that and think differently, though.
I could if they don't see a difference between Muslims and extremists.
Because I see what you're saying there, but you could overlook that and you could say, oh, well, this guy, you know, he's just looking for an excuse to be racist towards white people. I mean, I get where you're coming from, and I think you're right about your analysis of it, but it's kind of subtle. Like, I think that the point that he's making is, it's not like in your face. It doesn't clearly state what his beliefs are necessarily, and so it would be easy to misinterpret that and say, oh, this guy is using the fact that some people suck at determining the difference between Muslims and extremists to justify him being the same, like also not determining the difference between every white person and racist white people.
He even put the thing in quotes.
It's hard to say that, but that's...
I see what you're saying. He even put it in quotes, though. I don't know about most people, but when I see a tweet with quotes on both ends of it, quotation marks on both ends of it, I tend to think, okay, this person is quoting something, and that's why they put the quotation marks there.
Right, but a lot of times if you quote a thing, you might be agreeing with that thing. It wouldn't be unreasonable to presume that the person agrees with that sentiment.
As far as I can tell...
But whether that means he's racist or not, I think is a jump. I think it's a jump to suggest that he is a racist from saying that.
As far as I can tell, he hasn't responded, but yeah, I agree. That tweet in and of itself, and this is all they could find.
Well, he's definitely trying to tweak the people who can't tell the difference between a Muslim and an extremist, right? Like,
well,
at the very
racist.
Least, that's what he's trying to do. Yeah. Well, they may not be racist. They're probably just bigots in that case.
Yeah, true. Because it's not a matter of race.
Correct. And the fact is, Twitter is definitely a leftist playground. And
all social media is.
Well, I mean,
except like Gab.
Right. And,
which is still going, surprisingly.
Yeah, and the sad part is, you know, whether it be conservatives, and I saw libertarians quoting this thing too today, by the way.
I'm not surprised. I mean, there's a lot of libertarians out there who are just so close to being conservatives.
I think they just want to point out that this is a leftist, probably leftist individual who's taking the reins at Twitter, and that's all. I think that's kind of the point of sharing this around. It's like, oh, well, this guy isn't an improvement, and if anything, it'll get worse.
What do they think the CEO is going to do? Do they think he's going to hand out, these are the rules that all Twitter users must follow
from now
on?
Probably not, because what the CEO's job is to put into play what the board of directors want, as I understand it. I'm, you know, not an expert on these matters, but I think the CEO is essentially an executive director. And that's what they, you know, whatever the board says goes.
Yeah, they basically just enact the will of the board.
That's my understanding.
That's my understanding as well.
You're not going to see a big change overnight. I mean, Twitter is a place that is highly controlled as far as what you can say. It's no problem if you're a government person talking about, you know, killing and murdering, which is what governments do. But if you talk about being violent towards anybody as a, you know, somebody who's not a leftist, then you get banned. Not that I support violence. I don't think that's the solution. But clearly they have no consistency when it comes to enforcing their rules.
Well, from their point of view, what the government's violence doesn't count as violence,
right,
for whatever reason. Because they take part in that religion that excuses it, saying, no, this is totally different. It's wrong for one human to kill another. It's totally different when God kills a bunch of humans.
Right.
That's not murder.
Yeah, if you say Kyle Rittenhouse is innocent, you get banned from Twitter.
Really?
There have been people who've been banned for that recently. After the court ruling, after the jury came back.
I don't expect Twitter to get worse, but I also don't expect it to get better.
But if you're
Jack Dorsey is gone.
If you're a dictator, you get to have an account.
603-283-6160.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three students have been shot and killed at an Oxford, Michigan high school. Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe says the student shooter is behind bars.
The deputies took a suspect into custody within 5 minutes of the original 911 call. They recovered a handgun from the suspect.
The head of the Fed says inflation isn't ending anytime soon. During a Senate hearing, Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying it's probably time we stop referring to inflation as transitory.
So I think the word transitory has different meanings to different people. To many, it carries a time, a sense of short-lived. We tend to use it to mean that it won't leave a permanent mark in the form of higher inflation. I think it's probably a good time to retire that word and try to explain more clearly what we mean.
USA Radio News. It's day two in the sex trafficking trial of the woman accused of recruiting underage girls for the late financier Jeffrey Epstein. Ghislaine Maxwell is accused of seeking out young girls and grooming them for Epstein. Epstein's former pilot taking the stand on Tuesday. President Biden signed multiple bills into law, including the Protecting Moms Who Served Act of 2021 and the Hire Veterans Health Heroes Act of 2021. The president saying through the Protecting Moms Who Served Act of 2021, women can get the care they need when it comes to both their physical and mental health.
This bill will commission a comprehensive study of maternal health challenges facing veterans and will invest in maternal care coordination programs at the VA. It's an important step in making sure we meet the needs of American mothers who have served.
President Biden back at the White House after spending time in Minnesota pitching his Build Back Better plan. USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, Intercoin is officially available on two exchanges. It's on Uniswap and it's on xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com, where you can sign up with just an email address, which means you can actually keep your privacy intact. And you can deposit dozens of cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, and trade them for Tether, and then use those to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision and get links to these at intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. And you just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Let's go to the phones. We have Richard calling from New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us?
Hello?
Richard?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. If people around the United States haven't heard of New Mexico humor, this has got to be a topper. We have a town in New Mexico named Lovington, and their police chief is facing charges for impersonating a police officer.
Huh?
He was in another town when he watched a person in a vehicle run a stop sign, so he pulled the vehicle over and attempted to arrest the driver. The driver told the police chief he was out of his jurisdiction, and the guy got tasered by the police chief, and now...
I see how this could happen.
Wow.
I mean, things are different, I think, here in New Hampshire, but in a lot of states, jurisdiction is kind of important, and a cop from the city of Memphis, Tennessee, can't just go pull someone over in Nashville, Tennessee. So, I mean, that's surprising to hear, and I'm not upset to hear it. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Richard. There was some weird background noise, so we're going to cut it there.
KRQE reporting out of Carlsbad that New Mexico Police Chief Frank Methola, talk about a bad last name, Methola, was in Carlsbad when he made a stop and has been charged with impersonating a police officer because, as Richard said, he was trying to arrest somebody in a town where he didn't work.
So is it just the fact that he tased him that he's getting in trouble? Because I've been pulled over by a cop that admitted to me that he didn't have the jurisdiction to pull me over.
I suspect it's going to be worse than that. I mean, you probably could have, you know, filed a complaint or something like that and gotten it taken care of.
Yeah, so what did you do about it?
Nothing. I was just, I didn't know I could do anything. He said, No, he said, what you did was so bad, I had to pull you over because I'm in a cop car and people around would have wondered why I didn't pull you over. I'm not from here, but so I can't ticket you, but I had to pull you over. And he just looked so mad.
I'm surprised he admitted that.
He said that was the worst driving he's ever seen in Tooele, Utah.
Wow.
I don't think it's right, but I can see why that cop would pull you over just to keep people from like, why didn't that cop do anything about that, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you allegedly did, but I mean, that's at least not trying to actually arrest someone or tase someone like this cop here did. Speaking of weird police chief stories, I mean, my favorite is always going to be the town here in New Hampshire. I don't remember the town exactly, but they just fired their police chief. And he ended up, like, walking home in just his boots
or
something like that.
This happened, like, 2 years ago.
It's still my favorite story,
though. It is a good story.
Because, I mean, as far as police chiefs go, you know, firing yours and then having them walk home in, you know, 12-degree weather in the snow.
Yeah.
Naked?
He was in his underwear. And I think boots, maybe?
Yeah, you
know. But that was him being stupid.
Oh, he wanted to do that.
They didn't say, give us your clothes or anything like that.
Yeah, no, he chose to, like, I better leave my clothes and walk out. So, just a little bit more here about this story, because this is pretty crazy. So, this guy, Chief Methola, tried to pull over a white pickup truck, or did, after the driver failed to come to a full stop. So that was what he thought was so important.
Not coming to a complete stop?
Yeah, that he was going to work out of his jurisdiction to stop somebody from a rolling stop, basically.
I wouldn't be surprised if it came out that he knew the guy and recognized him and just wanted to do this.
Could be. A criminal complaint against him says he followed the vehicle until he came to a stop at whatever location. He was in full uniform, displayed his Loving police badge. Apparently that's where he's from, Loving, New Mexico. The driver of the truck started to yell at Methola, stating he didn't have any jurisdiction or authority to pull him over. And then
he
tased
his rights.
He then tased him, placed him in handcuffs, and detained him, but never arrested or cited him.
So why isn't he being charged with kidnapping as well and false imprisonment?
Great question, because he's one of them.
Yeah, but he broke many, many laws here.
Yeah.
I bet he did know this guy. That's just what it sounds like. This other guy said, you don't have jurisdiction. How did he know he didn't have jurisdiction?
Well, the guy had the town that he's from.
Oh.
And if you're in one of these states where jurisdiction in counties and towns actually matters, it would be good to know that you're in one of those places.
Further, this isn't the first time that Mr. Methola has been charged. When he was a deputy in Valencia County, he totaled two cars, apparently, in 2009 and 2010. Now, that makes me wonder if he's drinking on the job, you know?
Totally, like, two cars seems
unusual, yeah.
I mean, just about everyone totals at least one car at some point in their life.
I've never done that.
I never have either, but
yeah. So I wouldn't say everyone does that. But.
Well, I have, so one out of three.
The deputy is on suspension for a prior incident, but like I said, it's under internal affairs investigation. In addition to actually investigating the crash from state police, at the time he pled no contest and did not operate his lights or sirens when he hit another vehicle and had to apologize to the other drivers.
Thing that he did now, the being brought up on charges, is that being conducted by internal affairs? Because that doesn't sound like an
Probably.
Internal affair.
I mean, he was outside of his jurisdiction in a completely different town or county.
Could be, yeah. Maybe it's the local cops that are charging him. In this case, the Eddy County District Attorney has charged him with impersonating a police officer and battery. So he is getting charged with, at the very least, the attacking of this man.
He should also be charged with, you know, aggravated kidnapping, I would suggest. I mean, if you're angry enough at someone to tase them, I think aggravated fits your actions as a descriptor. So aggravated kidnapping, false imprisonment, aggravated assault, battery.
Is he going to lose his job?
Officer.
Is he going to actually no longer be a cop if he's found guilty of this?
Well, you...
I mean, there's no doubt he did it, right?
I would fire him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't want someone who can't...
drive.
Clearly, he can't drive, or he at least at one point had a drinking and driving problem. I wouldn't want someone who is going to abuse power employed by me with power to abuse. And I realize most police chiefs don't operate that way.
A lot of them.
But and he is the police chief, right?
Yes, so yes. Chief Methola.
Can he be fired, or is that elected there?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Have you guys heard Southern people say crapola?
Not like regularly, but I've heard it before.
It's something I've heard as like from Southern people as like a replacement for a cuss word, and that's all I hear when you're saying methola. It's like meth instead of crap.
Yes.
Methola is definitely not the sort of name you would expect a cop to have. Like, change your last name, dude.
Maybe that's why he crashed the cars.
I mean, it is New Mexico. Could be.
Smoking meth while driving.
Maybe that's just his street name, and he just adopted it as his last name when he became a cop.
Could be. Wild story. Thanks, Richard, for sharing that with us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's unbelievable to think that this guy actually thought he could do this and get away with it. It sounds like he's just completely unhinged.
Mm-hmm.
Tasing this person in a jurisdiction that wasn't his when he had to have known that he didn't have jurisdiction to arrest this person. Otherwise, he would have called it in as an arrest.
By the way, Loving is also in Eddy County, so it's in the same county. So the county attorney is charging him, and Loving has a population of 1,241 as of 2019. So this is a small town police chief.
On a major power trip.
Mm-hmm.
Do you happen to know the population of the town that he pulled this guy over in and then tased him because the guy had the audacity to point out, dude, this isn't your jurisdiction?
I imagine it's more because I've actually heard of Carlsbad before. 29,000.
Cop on a power trip. Nothing new in that particular story. But thank you, Richard, for the information because I wouldn't have heard about it otherwise.
Loving is the town directly southeast of Carlsbad, so it's right next door.
603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. That's 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to join us. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Bonnie.
And Ian.
And we're doing a new thing of nobody quotes of the day. Bonnie, you've actually been compiling this list of quotes made by former co-hosts, and hopefully one day will be again co-host Nobody, also known as Rich Paul, who isn't allowed to make public statements, basically.
Yeah.
So, you've been going through some old videos of stuff that contained him, and you've been finding things worth quoting. And one of those is, nobody knows how to live your life better than you, and nobody deserves that kind of power. This is a really good sentiment, and I love it. I think it got a little bit confusing when he changed his name to Nobody and ran as a person, because, like, I think... It totally means nobody in the sense of no one, but when your name is Nobody, it's like, I deserve that kind of power.
That's part of the fun.
Yeah, but I think that's funny.
It's confused messaging,
it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be confusing.
He's always, I think you, like, if you just read it, maybe it could be confusing and you didn't know him, but whenever you see him saying it and quoting it, he always laughs and he's, like, smiling, so it's less confusing.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell he's not, like, being serious.
No, right. It's hilarious, though.
It is hilarious. I'm not knocking it. Just saying it's also confused messaging.
Yes, right? There's usually more than one way that you can interpret it. The whole point is politicians are constantly speaking in doublespeak, right? So, like, they say one thing, but they mean another, and the things he says literally can mean more than one thing. So it's part of the whole theater of it.
It's worth mentioning, this is his slogan when he runs for governor.
Correct, yeah. And I hope he does again, by the way. I hope that he'll run.
Can he?
Yes, he has not been convicted.
How can you run for public office without making any sort of public statement?
Ooh, Yeah, that'd make it an interesting case.
And how could that not be protected
speech?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That should be part of why he should be allowed.
All the more reason why he should do it, yeah. I think that he should run as a Democrat this time, though.
Me too.
I don't know when the Republican convention thing is. I'm going to attend that and then change my registration to Democrat. I think it would be more amusing to have him run as a Democrat as well.
Yeah.
So,
plus, because Sununu is running again, it would be dumb to take on Sununu again when the media completely ignored all of the competitors to Sununu last time around. And for the Democrats, it's an open field. So,
excellent point.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. We have Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, you're muted. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Am I on now?
You are.
Because I just got off the speakerphone.
Go right ahead.
So, yes, I am also, again, from this dumb state, as we know. It's our lowest education standards and the lowest school test scores. And so
is that true?
This, oh, yeah. You want to pull it up with the statistics? Yeah,
that's impressive, because I thought Mississippi had the lowest scores across the board on everything. Mm-hmm. So to hear that there's another state that has anything that's actually worse than Mississippi is kind of impressive. Mm-hmm. Not from a standpoint of,
wow. We're just neck and neck always. It's either Mississippi, Louisiana, or New Mexico. We just trade the top three. We're number one, sometimes number three, like that.
Wow.
But anyways, I just want to bring up this smoke ordinance that we have on the hospital properties. So Veterans Hospital, VA, the Presbyterian Hospital, Loveless Hospital, the outdoors, they have all these no smoking signs.
Mm.
And supposedly we passed all of these ordinances, and nobody knows it's against the law to smoke on hospital property because everybody does it. And
do they not have signs posted?
Well, they do have signs posted, and there's a smoker on each sign smoking or asking for a lighter, and nobody cares.
Okay, so they do know, they just don't care.
Yeah, because it's the security never enforces it, and then they don't really have...
It's probably because like the security doesn't want to arrest the nurses. I mean, I've seen so many nurses outside of hospitals. Not that I spend a lot of time at hospitals, but it's not uncommon. You know, you go to a hospital, there's a good chance some nurse is standing outside puffing away on a cigarette. And where are they supposed to go if not outside?
And they have stressful jobs.
Yeah. Where are they supposed to go, Sarah?
Well, but the thing is, they're supposed to smoke outside of the property. They just stand 25.
So they have to walk all the way to the edge of the property to smoke cigarette?
It's still outdoors, like the government, I mean, the
yeah, but smoke
atmosphere.
Clearly follows the private property bounds, right? The smoke would never have the audacity to drift onto hospital property.
Sarah, how many times have you walked by nurses at a hospital smoking a cigarette and had them blow it straight in your face?
Much of that, but I've seen.
Okay, then who cares? Maybe that's why no one's messing with them. You know, it would be one thing if somebody was. I know you spend a lot of time, you know, on foot riding the county bus or whatever. It'd be one thing if you're sitting at a bus station and somebody lights up next to you and blows it straight in your face. I could understand why that would be upsetting to you. But if somebody's just standing out.
But that's the whole attitude. Is that, then why do you pass a law that's banned from the outdoor properties of the hospital? Why do they have an ordinance?
Why would they do that? It is outdoors, after all.
Signaling. They're just signaling, oh, we care about cigarettes. Health. Yeah, we care about health, blah, blah, blah.
On the subject of people lighting up on buses and blowing smoke in your faces, I've never heard a non-smoker complain about a smoker, you know, just directly blowing smoke in their face. But I don't know any smoker who hasn't had a non-smoker approach them and cough
get in their face.
Directly in their face at some
really?
Point.
Really? Just cough in their face?
Yes.
But here's the thing. Is it
non-smokers, man, they are obnoxious.
Wow.
Well, the thing about it is that if you're a non-smoker and then you're outside trying to have a lunch, and I sit there 5 minutes later, there's a smoker that bothers me. I move to another spot. 5 minutes later, somebody smokes next to you. I move to another spot.
Where are you eating?
You know what I mean? And
why are you
no
having your meal on the hospital property?
Well, no. Where are you eating?
Well, I was at the Unum Hospital property on the outside. It was a really nice day. And the smokers thought it was a really nice day to have a smoke outside, too, also. But they bothered me. There's no place for me to go.
There's no place for them to go, Sarah.
Bother me.
There's no place for them to go.
They can't
go inside to eat, Sarah.
Where are you? I mean, are you just at picnic tables and there's the picnic table next to you and the wind's blowing in your direction? What are we talking about here?
Well, you know, I finally found some three benches with a big giant no smoking signs. I sat in, under that, and there was a lady on oxygen smoking, and another guy asking for a lighter. I mean, I was just tortured my whole time. I cannot enjoy a nice day without these smokers torturing it when it's supposed to be no smoking on property. So, are you going
to
have?
Why are you in the hospital in the first place? I'm going to go back to Aria's question because I presume you were just like in a park or something. So, why are you, you know, eating lunch?
I like their little. They have their little spuds, baked potatoes, and you could.
Oh, so you go there to eat.
Stuff there, and you know, and they have a nice courtyard.
So you go to the hospital for lunch or for dinner or whatever you're eating at the hospital.
Yeah, lunch and to because I like it was a nice day and I like to. Sometimes they have musicians entertaining at the hospitals, and it's a really
maybe
nice
you should
lobby.
Just go and walk away from the table area and go sit under a tree or something like that.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, there's a law that they passed that there's no smoking.
Okay, we get it, Sarah.
Yeah,
but the law.
The law doesn't seem to matter, so let's quit referencing the law. I will agree with you. As someone who still smokes, if I see someone sitting there having a meal in a park, I'm not going to go up to them smoking. I'm going to stay a good distance from them. I think that's what most smokers
would
do.
Well, that's a courteous thing to do, but obviously these people aren't being courteous.
Are they, though? Because the way she described it, she approached this table that already had smokers at it.
No, where there's nobody smoking. And the next thing you know, there was a smoker that smoked next to me. But what I mean is...
have you said anything to them? Like, hey, don't blow
on the show? Because I want some lawyer, because we're fed up with it. Well, me and my friends, we're going to sue the hospital, the city, everybody, because they never enforce this show. I mean,
there's no damages.
The other thing is, what if these people can't leave the hospital because they're being hospitalized, but they're smokers, so they have to go on property and smoke, but you could eat anywhere? And you're just choosing to eat at this hospital. I don't think that you would win that case.
If a lawyer is listening to me, they could contact me. I'll announce my phone number. They could contact me because
I would highly recommend against that, Sarah.
No, but we're fed up with it. All the non-smokers, we're backed up to the corner. We're tired of it.
Well, good luck, Sarah. I'm going to make a prediction here. I'm not a lawyer. I can't give legal advice, but I'm going to say you have no standing in this particular case because you have no damage. There's no one who's damaged you in any sort of identifiable way besides your feelings have been hurt.
I mean, I get it. You know, smoke is unpleasant, sure, and it's rude of someone to approach someone who's just having a meal and smoke in front of them, but... Yeah, I don't see this as being a battle worth fighting. And you say that, you know, non-smokers are sick of smokers, whatever. Smoking is historically low. It's dying, and in just a few generations, there will be almost no cigarette smokers. So you sort of already won, Sarah.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.